So yeah, today's topic is the road to the film joint premieres, short films on a global scale. And so for those that might not know, the film joint premiere is a premiere of five short films. Five short films generally, to a live audience. And this started, this process started the beginning of last year, December, and we opened the platform to filmmakers to submit their short films from around the world. At first we thought of just restricting it to Nigeria, but we felt that we wanted to create that international standard or that global feel and make sure we're not just limiting ourselves in terms of scope. And we opened it up and, we got a lot of films from likes of US, UK, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, all over the world. But then we're only going to choose five films to premiere. And we knew that it was going to be a tough one, but we pushed for it. And, we got our judges, and our judges were able to help us bring down, these movies to just five. And by this morning, we were able to send, a message of congratulatory message to the five short films, and they will be announced either today or tomorrow. Those films will be announced, and we'll see, the promotionals for those films in due time. So those films are not just Nigerian movies. You guys should just, expect a lot. And this is going to take place in June 6th. Save the date. Follow our social media platforms for updates. And it's going to be really, really huge and exciting, you guys. This is like the biggest short film premiere in Nigeria and maybe even Africa. I don't think people do stuff like this. Yes, we have festivals where people watch their films and all, but I don't think we have that platform where short films are really premiered in a very grand style like this, or what we're trying to do, in essence. So, stay locked in to Film Joint so that you get, more updates. And then in line with that, that's why we wanted to see, discuss something in line with that. And that's why we said short films on a global, global scale. And so, there is something about short films around the world. We know the rate term. It's just as simple as that.
Hello, House.
Hello.
You guys have said loves, which I totally concur with. And there's one that really, really spoke to me. I have to really pick out. Don, you said people tend to mix up. People tend to think that skits are short films. It's not pride or anything, but honestly, it can be annoying. Now, as a scriptwriter, right? I've had contact me, and they tell me, we heard that you write short film. Would like for you to write us a short film. I'm like, okay, great. What, do you have a story in mind, or do you have a topic and you want me to create something for you? And then they know they have something, and then they start describing it to you. And at the end of the day, you find that what they're talking about is a skit. And I'm left wondering, I've had to tell a few of them, please, not to insult you or anything, but I am not a skit writer. I don't write skits. I write film. Nigerians, we tend to mix this thing up, and I don't know what's so confusing about it. I think it's pretty straightforward. When you see a skit, the purpose for a skit and the purpose of a short film. If you do a short film, you're trying to tell a story. You're not just trying to make people laugh. I mean, if you even see a comedy skit and a comedy short film, there is a clear difference. So how they tend to mix it up, I don't know. Maybe it's because of social media, Some people will tell you they're script writers, and at the end of the day, they end up being just skit makers. They can't write a proper script, and you're wondering. At the end of the day, you end up doing their job but they're the ones that get paid for it. So we need to create more awareness between the difference between these two things, I beg. It's two different things. Two different, like, it's not even a genre. So it's not, I don't know what it is, but we need to, I think Nigerians need to be made aware of what film really is. What is TV film? What is cinema film? Like, there's a difference, you know? So as for short stories, I'm a lover of short stories. I think you know that already. I'm a lover of short stories, and I believe in the power of short films. In fact, for me, that's like the game changer of things, right? Sorry. So for me, it takes a lot of creativity, a lot of energy for a filmmaker to tell a complete story in a matter of 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3, 4, 5 minutes. You're thinking about a lot of things. As a director, you're thinking about the mise-en-scene, you're thinking about the dialogues, you're thinking about the mannerisms of your actors, if they're carrying their lines well, if they're giving the expressions that would send in the emotions you want. You know, you're looking at a lot of things. Usually, there are things you do in feature films and you get away with it. If you try it in a short film, they will catch you. It's obvious, you know? So the more Nigerians embrace, I'm really glad we're embracing short films. The more we get to embrace short films, I think it will help our storytelling. Because if we can tell a really good story in a matter of minutes, then if they are given an hour, I mean, you blow up the whole place. You know, so I think that's my piece. Nigerians need to embrace short films more. We need to see the power of short films and the potentials that it brings to our African stories, because we have a lot of stories to tell, and we're really lagging behind when it comes to on the global scale, honestly. Mm. When people watch Nigerian films, when people talk about Nigerian films, they think of regular TV. They think of, you know, those people that live in the bush, that eat bush meat, hunters, farmers. There's a lot more, you know. There's a lot more. People need to know how the Brazilians ended up worshipping African gods. You know, they really, they don't know that. Mm. You know, most of these countries that, Cuba, Brazil, even America now, they know the Orishas. I was watching American Gods. I think, was it season 2 now? That goddess we've always been seeing that swallows men when she's sleeping with them turns out to be an Orisha. Oshun.
Yeah. Even Anansi.
Yes, even Anansi, the Ghanaian one. Know? Uh-huh. So, like, we have so many stories to tell. And the best way, I think the best way to bring them out is through short films. And eventually we can, do feature length films. Sorry about that sound. So yeah, that's my piece. Right. Thank you very much.
All right. So thank you, Adaize. Welcome, Ellen. Thank you. Welcome, Dreamer. Welcome, Queen Yali. We are discussing short films on a global scale. And, wow, Dreamer has gone. We're discussing short films on a global scale, the road to the film joint premieres. The film joint premieres, once again, is a premiere of 5 short films, and it's happening on the 6th of June. So save the date, guys, save the date. And, you know, what we've been talking about, we've just really been talking about how short films, the perception of short films in this part of the world and globally, you know, and, you know, I touched on in the fact that people don't even really know what short films are and how some people, you know, think that skits are short films. And, you know, funny enough, some of these people aren't just like audience, maybe they're your friends, you know, people that you think should even know better would just come and just be like, oh, it's skits now, it's skits, short films. And I think personally that has that is part of the things that have has affected the value that is placed on short films. So if people affiliate skits with short films, and skits in themselves do not necessarily have the kind of value of sacred or sacredness as it see as it seems, you know, at the end of the day, that rubs off, you know, that rubs off on short films. Because what are skits? Skits most times are made in people's homes with a phone, and you know a lot of things that they can get away with, but you can't get away with in, you know, in a normal film. And so if someone affiliates a skit with a short film, they will probably not take it serious, you know. And I think that maybe as Ada was talking, you know, talking about the skit thing, I was just like, oh, maybe that's why, you know. So when you say short film, they're like, oh, okay, short film. Then that's not a film. That's not a real film. You know, that's just something. But a lot of things are put into making films. Like I usually say, the stress that is being put in to make a short film, the difference between that short film and your feature length is the number of days. So say, for example, your short film that has 16 scenes, the difference between that short film and the other feature length film is that maybe the other one has 100 scenes, and therefore it will take more days. But in terms of scheduling and in terms of how that film is going to, you know, be shot, you're going to probably still split it up in maybe 8 scenes per day or whatever you want to do it, you know, and you're still going to put in the same level of effort per unit in that day to make that film, to make the scenes work, to get your actors and do everything right. So the difference is in itself just really number of days and how long you're going to do it. Because, I mean, if I want to do an action film but it's a short film, it's still the same thing. It's short film, but it's just number of days. So why then does it get that recognition, you know, that it deserves? There's something that we did just before we started this. You know, we tried to ask people, you know, why don't you watch short films? How many short films do you know? A lot of people give different reasons. Oh, can they, you know, they don't really know where to watch short films. But why is that? We sit down here and we talk about how good short films are, but then people are not watching it. Why is that happening? Some of the best movies, you know, are really short films. But I think it's because of the technique to which those short films are being written, because you have to put in a lot of effort to actually send the message within a short period of time. And if you do that very well, it comes out great. But, you know, in feature-length films, oh, you have time, you can do all sorts of things. And, you know, you fill the space and fill time with irrelevant stuff. And then these movies don't come out well. So if we can agree that we have a lot of good short films, and short films can even, generally speaking, be more artsy, more in line with what filmmaking should be about, why then isn't it really recognized, and why isn't it up in the hierarchy of films and having that global scale that it really, really deserves? I don't know. I'm asking a lot of questions and probably going to be answering them in my head, trying to answer them in my head. But I think I'll just give everybody to talk and put in their thoughts. Mr. Ojion, would you like to add something to that?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. I think I wrote down a lot of things, because I'm also someone who is trying to build up like an outfit. I'm a writer, so I'm trying to create some stories and share with people. I've consumed short films forever, right? Like you talked about Love, Death, and Robots, which is like by far one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I've ever seen done by writers, not just the producers, not just the VFX, not just the animation, the writing itself.
Yeah,
it has a show of intelligence, right?
Yeah.
So I think that The first problem I noticed that we have is, like you said, people compare short films to skit. The reason why people compare short films to skit is, one, simply because they don't watch short films. Nothing else. I could do I could do a million skits. Then somebody else takes my skits, redoes it. He already has his own, you know, Instagram channel, which is what we are seeing today. There's just one storyline. Somebody is cheating on his girlfriend. Very, very familiar in skit making. Somebody is cheating on his girlfriend. Everybody's creating that same story. Everybody's creating it from different angles. So you can't do that with, because if you try to make my own short film from your angle, people would know and, you know, call you a copycat. So I think that the problem is people are not aware of the quality it requires to make a short film. And another thing is, we keep comparing short films, or we keep saying this thing, short films are what you write before you write a feature film. Somebody has said it in Ngugi wa Thiong'o's books. He used to write short stories before he moved to books like Weep Not Child. So people are like, oh, you use short film to learn before you write feature films. And I think that's a problem. Short film is a type of art. It is not compared to feature films. Feature films are another body of works of art. The level of preparedness it takes to shoot a short film is separate and different from the level of preparedness it takes to shoot a feature film. You require more intelligence because you are trying to tell a story with a lot of content in less than few minutes. You're trying to tell you're trying to add different narrative techniques. You are trying to add different backstories. You are trying to put different characters without having to do everything without trying to bombard your audience at the same time. So it takes more intelligence, more creativity. So I think that's the first thing. Let's stop saying that short film is the road you take before you go to a feature film. Short film can be your alpha and omega. It could literally be the only thing you do. I know of many Oscar winners who've made short films and nothing more. And they are known for short films. So I think that's the first thing. We in the industry have to show prestige to short film before anybody can appreciate it. Let me not bore you with much of my stuff, but I wrote some few things. So I think another thing is when someone says, why do Nigerians not appreciate short films? The first thing we have to do that is, why do Nigerians appreciate skits? How is it that skit was able to break into the market, right? It's because people who make skit, or at least the first set of skit makers, when, I don't know if you remember the days of the Vine, before we started doing you know, skits on Instagram, we used to have the Vine from America. So people were the Vine era, yeah. So people just realized that people were looking for comic relief to distract themselves. And it was easy to comprehend. You didn't need to think. Right, you didn't need to think to consume vines, and you don't even need to think to consume skits. It's just something you just go through, just a breeze, sometimes a waste of your time. I'm not saying skits are bad. I love skits. I consume them myself, but I think that we should stop trying to look at Nigerians as movie critics or people who study movies. They are simply consumers. If you want to get Nigerians to consume short films, you have to write the short film, it, not necessarily in the way they understand, but you have to write the short film in the way it grabs their attention, it involves them. If Nigeria becomes a country that watches short films, let's say we have this culture of watching short films, you will see how it improves our lives, right? The things we consume are a representation of the stage we are in our standard of living. So that is one thing that we do. Our job is to learn why Nigerians not watching short films. So our job is to penetrate the market. Let's get to them. Let's build it like what we do in advertising. Because I'm in advertising. You do a commercial, not necessarily in a way that people would like. You do a commercial in a way that grabs the attention of people. You're not getting them to sort of like the commercial. No, you're getting them to. It's like somebody telling you that I love to eat. Nobody loves to eat. We eat to survive. So I'm not trying to give you food because you love it. So I'm not trying to say, oh, when will you love jollof rice? You will eat jollof rice when you're hungry. So I think that's one thing we have to do with the films is we have to look for ways to penetrate the market, not getting the people to love short films. We have to get to them. We have to get them intrigued. Then hold them for a long time until it becomes a part of our culture.
So I'll hold you on that statement that you said, John. And you see, there's something that you said last, you know, we need to make, so it now seems like you're saying we need to make the films for our audience in that sense. And this comes to, you know, even the idea of, say, making films on a global scale. So the example, I give an example of a film, a 2-minute short film, and that short film wasn't comedy. I don't know. I'm sure some of us might have seen it. It was about a guy who saw he was in office after hours, he's tired, his sleeves are rolled up, and he sees a paper with a black hole, a black dot, you know, on it. And then he realizes that when he puts his hand in the black dot, his hand comes out through the other end. And what he realizes is that he can put that paper on a wall, for example, and when he puts his hand through the black hole, his hand can like pass through the wall or whatever he places that paper on. And what happened is that he started using that paper with the black dot to pick things from, you know, secret compartments, from a vending machine. You know, you place the paper, you pick something from the vending machine. He was always picking, he was always taking. And as he was taking, the hole was becoming bigger until he got to a large safe, you know, where he wanted to get something from that safe. This hole was now almost as large as the paper, to the point that he was trying to pick something from that safe, but he couldn't reach in, that he now fully entered through the hole into the safe, and the paper that is supposed to be like hanging on the safe wall now fell, making him trapped in the safe. And really what that story was just about was about, you know, greediness and how your greediness kind of expands and, you know, you can get swallowed by your own greediness in essence, basically. And that short film won a lot of awards, you know, but I don't think that short film was trying in any way to, you know, please in a sense, because at least that's what I picked from what you're saying. You correct me if I'm wrong, you know, please the audience in a sense. And we see this personally, this is what I see for many feature-length films that we do in Nigeria. We are trying to get the attention of our audience. We are trying to please our audience. And that's why when you see comedy, when we did Wedding Party that time, there was this rave of comedy. Wedding Party 2, then AY brought out all his movies, all his comedy stuff. Everything was just comedy. Then now it's action. We are trying to please the audience. And personally, I think that's one of the things that is hindering us from even competing on that global scale in itself. So bringing that back into short films, and where I feel is where people even don't even try to pander to that audience, because what people do most times with short films is that they try to be experimental. They try to do things that they won't usually do if they were going to do a feature-length film. And I think that's even part of the reason why the audience don't have that reception to it, because we are doing a short film, the short film doesn't have any dialogue. The normal audience would be like, what's happening? You know, why am I watching that? So we now have to ask ourselves the question, do we want to make that switch from... Because there's this idea of how short films should be or how short films are. There's this sacredness, there's this artsy feel to short films, generally speaking. Do we move from that in an attempt to make it have this global audience and have this global presence? Because for it to have the global presence, it's people, the audience, that actually carries these films on their head, you know? So when they carry it on their head, it travels wider. But when people don't carry it on their head, it doesn't travel as far as it should travel. You get what I'm saying? Do we then leave that artsy feel, that gritty, that there's always this feel that people want to get. I'm sure everybody or many of us will know what I'm talking about. And start trying to, you know, tweak it. Oh, let's give them some kind of action. Or can we actually still achieve both? Give them what they want and still retain that artistic feel that we are trying to, you know, achieve. I think I've said it a lot. Even me, I'm even like, wow, maybe I'm even confusing myself. But what I'm trying to say in essence, basically, is we're trying to make short films have global relevance, trying to put short films on global stage. You know, what is it that we need to do to bring short films to that level that is not just valued? Because I think some people value, you know, short films. You know, watch short films, they're like, wow, this feels, but they're not really taking that serious. And that's because it's like a niche. It's like a niche sector in that sense. It's like, these are the people that watch short films. It's not global yet. And I think for it to be global, it has to come out of that niche. So from what you're saying, or from what you said, and this is still on the studio's, you know, what he said is, you know, trying from the marketing angle. I think he said he works in advertising or is a marketer or something like that. You know, we have to be able to now key into what the audience wants and, you know, get the audience to now carry those films or the films on their head. But Abid, what do you guys think?
People in the filmmaking industry don't like advertisers. I wanted to clear it because I'm on both sides. So what I was trying to say, and correct me if I'm not clear enough, you could just stop me.
Okay.
So what movies like The Wedding Party, which by the way is a very great movie, what movies like The Wedding Party did was it gave people what they wanted. For example, we love comedy, right? We love the average comic relief. But what stories like The Black Hole did, which was what I was trying to talk about, was it tapped into the average emotions of people. For example, we love comedy, but deeply what we love is suspense. That's what The Black Hole did. It wasn't just like an artistic show of creativity. Mm. It was actually, so if you remember, because I've watched the short film you talked about, you remember how he was completely surprised when he saw the paper with the hole in it. So we all followed. So we all followed that suspect. It's not like we were interested in short films before we started watching that. No, the very moment we saw his suspense, we wanted to follow it straight up until the end. So that's what I mean. I don't mean let's give people what they want per se. What I mean is let's tap into that particular nature of movie watchers, right? Let's get. So that's one thing I noticed that the advertisers use. Of course, they use it for profit reasons, which is different from what we do, but that's the goal. Nigerians are not people who would evolve because they decided that one day let's start watching movies with some sense of intelligence. No, it is the writers that would evolve the consumers. Like it's the writers that would evolve the people who watch the movies that they watch. That's what skit makers have done. People did not know that we're going to enjoy skits. It was the skit makers and the saturation of the skit making market that got people to say, this is a great way for me to be distracted. So that's what I mean by we have to tap into that particular part of Nigerians. Nigerians love suspense. Mm. And it's a very simple story. Alfred Hitchcock talked about it. One, a very famous director. He talked about it. If you want to get people to watch your movies, give them a spice. Then allow them to follow the story as though even you who was writing it was seeing it for the first time. So that was what I was trying to talk about. I don't think people value short films. I don't think people like short films or feature films. I just think that people like how stories are told. So if like we invest more time in how we tell the stories, you know, maybe we can garner a different type of audience for short films. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I get that. Yeah.
I would also agree. Yeah, you want to say something?
No. You can go on.
This what he said, you know, just reminds me of I don't know if you still remember, there is this shot that I don't know which country, whether Kenya or Uganda they're about, where this guy brings a girl and they were talking and all of a sudden he shoots her. Just that small clip, I don't know if you still remember it. That video went viral, like people were like, where is the full clip of this? Like they were hungry to see the full video, because that moment alone, that suspense, just like you mentioned, that suspense alone drew their attention. They were like, no, we need to see it. So they were not even necessarily concerned if it was a short film or a feature film. In fact, as a matter of fact, the director hasn't even finished making that film. He just used it to kind of get the attention of maybe the audience and possibly get financiers for the main, for the full project kind of a thing, and which I believe worked for him because it got a lot of traction from even NGOs, as in big and small, kind of, and which I think is a very good idea and area where we filmmakers can also penetrate. Because people were not like, is it a short film? So there was not nothing like a question of short or feature film. There was just the question of, man, this is good. Which I think is something we need to, talking about script making, I think we need to follow their style. So I've always used this philosophy, and I believe it has always worked for me. In fact, I had a stage performance yesterday, and luckily the group, like, it was entirely different. And the only single thing that stood out was because my home philosophy of seduce your audience. So the idea, just like in advertising too, once you seduce your audience and you make them sit down, they want to see what is going on. Like they want to, if you're able to seduce them, that means you'll be able to hold them and they would want to see till the end of what is going on. So they won't want to even give room from any form of distraction. And that works. You can apply it to anything. Imagine somebody seducing you. It's the same thing. Apply that to your film also. Apply that to whatever thing you're creating.
So if people want to seduce us.
Eh?
You want to talk to seduce us.
Yes, now. Seduce your audience is not exactly as it was, per se, but you understand what I mean by using, like, captivating
them.
Just like the idea of the, what is it called? Just like the idea of the guy in the with the round this thing too. Just that singular heart of him putting his hand into a sealed vault, if I'm not mistaken. And then his hand was able to penetrate. And they were like, wow, what is going on? And then we're like, this guy don't go. And I think he entered it. And then he entered. And unfortunately for him, the paper falls down. And that was the end for him. So, and that was that. So powerful. That was what I said from the onset, like talking about short film on a global standard. I was asking myself about if our cultural difference has a kind of influence to the kind of films or the standard of film we produce. And I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it, because it doesn't seem so. If we should come from the aspect of the kind of stories we'll tell, just like we've been mentioning now, and Odion also mentioned in terms of advertising, giving people what, not necessarily giving people what they want, but able to create suspense, something that would hold them and all that.
So, I mean, you know, I think you've made a point there, and it really makes sense. So the question is this peculiar to Nigeria or peculiar worldwide? You know, I think those outside, I don't know, I feel like they've gotten the hang of storytelling better. And I think our major problem in this part of the world is storytelling. It's not even production. It's not even, I don't think it's even any of that anymore. I think it's just storytelling. And what happened is that, you know, we can see that our feature-length films, aren't up to par in terms of storytelling. Remember, because this is what I'm saying. It's less about, you know, us being able to do a Fast and Furious kind of movie or a Transporter kind of movie, but about trying to do a movie that has a very good storyline, or, you know, there's good storytelling in the movie. We do not have a lot of that. And that's why we can compete on a global scale. That's, you know, for feature length films. Then coming to Nigeria, they're coming to short films, I beg your pardon, we see that we still have that problem. So even though short films on a normal is not even really recognized, then we now come to Nigeria where, you know, we're having problems with storytelling. How much, what kind of recognition we then get? Well, we are not even doing the story well. So if we do the story well, we cannot start talking about, oh, there's no marketing, there's no this, there's no that, there's no, you know, all those other things that may, you know, factors that might, you know, affect it. But personally, I think our storytelling, you know, is not there yet. But apart from, you know, storytelling, because, I mean, this is my own opinion. And just before I go further, I just want to welcome Queen. On to welcome Adirele, Owen, and I want to welcome Uzo. Yes, Uzo, and also Baggy Boy. Welcome. Just a quick recap for those of you that just joined us. We're discussing the film joint premieres, short films on a global scale. One of the reasons why we did this is because when we set up the film joint premieres and we opened for short films, we had people talk about, oh, we shouldn't, you know, make it open to everybody, you know, let's do Nigeria. And yeah, it was a very valid point, because the truth is, you know, a lot of people feel like we are not yet there yet to start competing with, you know, the world in a sense. But looking at it, you see that our issue isn't really about production, because I can tell you for a fact that there are a lot of nonsense. Let me be kind, but a lot of bad short films out there. We cry and say, oh, our films are nonsense, our films are not good in terms of that's our short films, they're not good, but there are a lot of bad short films out there, you know, and you know, not so good. I think I'm sounding a bit harsh, but a lot of short films are not so good out there. So, but the issue now is, oh, can we as Nigerians now compete with, you know, those outside, you know, and then why are short films not really globally, you know, recognized? The film joint premiere is going to happen June 6th. So save that in your Google calendar. And because it's going to be a roller coaster, we have premiering five short films, and you're going to get a bit of different worlds. I can tell you that for a fact. So yeah, back to our discussion. You know, we're talking about, you know, what are the things that are really causing short films not to be globally recognized, and why are Nigerian short films not really, you know, they're not really seen like that, even in our own space. You know, before we even talk about the globe, you know, even in Nigeria, people don't watch short films. How do we get these short films into the eyes of people? How do we get people to like short films? And, you know, someone already gave like a suggestion or the reason, and that is being able to grab the attention of our audience. We haven't gotten to that level where we are able to grab the attention of our audience. And I think that's also linked to our ability to tell these stories very well, storytelling techniques. I think people are a bit self-absorbed in a way, so sometimes they don't really care and they want to do what they want to do. So that happens. But then I think, first of all, generally speaking, I don't think our storytelling in Nigeria is superb. And we can see that with even feature-length films. But you know, so with that, I feel like maybe that's what is happening with short films. But then the truth is, even with that, I feel like we even get the best stories from short films. As bad as we bad say, oh, we are talking about Nigerian short films are Nigerian films.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, even when we say Nigerian feature-length films are bad, the stories are not so good. You know, we have good short, very good, nice short films. You know, that would even be better than even these feature-length films. You know, so on that level, I think we are winning. But on the global scale, I don't think we are really doing well. Like, and if we have been following the film joints, you would see that we had 10 finalists, and we had three from Nigeria, just three from Nigeria. We had one from Ghana, and I think the rest, UK, US, Iraq, India, I think thereabouts. So different. But just three from Nigeria, which I think is good in a way though, because they really fought. But
hi,
hello, Queen.
Yeah, so I've been listening to you talk, and I just wanted to ask a question. I don't know if that's open, if it's allowed on the platform.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Questions are allowed.
Okay, so I think for me, basically, we have people with good stories, but then the fear is, how do you market this short story? You know, you've produced this movie, you know, very nice short story, good storyline, good production and everything, but then how do you market it? Aside from people posting it on YouTube or taking it to film festivals, how else can you get your money back if you really invest in making a short film? I think that's like the major issue people have, and that's why they shift more to feature length than short film. So what do you think?
I would love to pass the question back to you. Well, you said two things. So you talked about marketing, and then you also talked about return on investment. So return on investment is one thing. The truth is that you can get return of, I feel like you can get return of investment when you actually market very well. And now, so marketing helps the film to go. People know the film, you know, you get that kind of thing, and therefore they'll come and then watch it. But like you said, how do we market short films? Is it the same way we market feature-length films? And thank God, I think we have someone that works in advertising. Maybe we will give us some tips and tricks that we don't know. Anywho, you know, because I think we use the same techniques. I think we use the same technique to market feature films. Or we don't even have the resources. I don't know. Maybe it's the use of the same technique or the lack of resources that doesn't make short films that marketable. Oh, I don't know. It's just this vibe. Because the truth is, when I even watch short films, and it's because I actually, you know, I'm around a lot of filmmakers. You know, I'm around a lot of filmmakers. So I just know, guy, you did this. Okay, let me watch it. That's why I watch it. And not necessarily because, you know, I'm just sitting down, I want to entertain myself. Like, I watch Brotherhood not because I know the person that directed Brotherhood on a personal basis, you know. But most times, even me as a screenwriter, as a filmmaker, most of the short films I watch are from referrals, you know, or I know the person through somebody. You get that kind of thing. So it means that the marketing is not done, or the marketing is not done well. I've seen posts of short films on Instagram, but they're not very attractive. I don't know. Even I'm sitting down here and I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, watch short films. But I can tell you that I do not know why I see that short film advertised on Instagram and I'm just not really interested. I think another aspect even we need to even talk about is the way trailers are being done, gone self. You know, I watch a trailer of a short film, and I'm not really interested. And I'm wondering, maybe it's because the short film is short, and so there aren't a lot of things to show in the trailer, or what? Why? is this trailer not really attracting me to watch the film? You know, so I think there are a lot of nuanced stuff involved in terms of marketing for short films. I think, you know, we need to create that market. I think, first of all, that market doesn't exist like that. And I think that's what Film Joint is trying to do in itself. I think that is, you know, one of our missions, trying to create that market for short films to the point where short films are no longer seen as the younger brother of feature-length films, but another, they have their own identity. They have, this is short film. And people be like, I've watched this feature-length. Let me go watch this short film. And people are satisfied. When I talked about the survey that we did for short films towards the beginning of this space, and you know, people talk about how these short films, one, are not really that interesting, and they don't really feel that satisfied after watching it. You do. It's the level of satisfaction that comes with watching a longer movie, a 1 hour 30 minutes movie. There's even in terms of writing, there's room to use the three acts, you know, in structure. But whereas in short films, you might actually stop at the, you know, second act climax, and might not even go to the third act. So things are shortened, and depending on how you want to write it. So sometimes there's this feeling of, what did I just watch? You know, I have a friend that did a short film, and people are like, I hope this is not the way you ended it. I hope this is not the way you ended it. It didn't end well. This is, you know, that kind of thing happens. So people, even those that watch the short films, are like, watch it when I've watched all the feature-length films that I want to watch. Not necessarily because they want to enjoy themselves, because people want to enjoy themselves, you know. And if you are saying you're doing a 15-minute movie, how do you make someone enjoy themselves within 15 minutes? They go through the roller coaster, because the storytelling is like a roller coaster. You want to take them up, take them down, take them up and bring them back down. And they're like, wow, you know, and they feel like they just went through something. But we don't have that like that in many short films, because I don't know. I think it's a different style of storytelling. You know, people try to be artsy, people try to be experimental. And, you know, you might feel really bad. It's us filmmakers that most times appreciate all those kind of movies. It's just the fact. But like we still said on this space, there are still movies, short films, that are not necessarily artsy, but, you know, appeal to a larger audience. You know, so I think the first thing we need to do is try to start making short films that are not just for us. That, you know, you have to be, you know, so intellectual for you to say, so that's what the director was doing. That's what he was trying to do with the triangle in the background. You know, we like all those kind of things. That's what he was trying to do with the triangle. The triangle signifies the three pillars, you know, or whatever. You know, and you watch the movie, you didn't even notice any triangle, and you're like, what did I just watch? And then the director, your director friend, you know, if you're not a filmmaker, your director friend is not like, do you understand that film? Deep, bro. It's deep, deep budget. It's deep, but you've lost an audience, and no, he's not going to watch. That's the impression that you've left for filmmaking or for short films. You've left that impression that's short films are just some kind of deep stuff that only the filmmakers would understand. And so, if we are going to market short films, I think we have to first change the way or the types of stories that we tell, because you can only market stuff for the particular audience that film is written for. So if you write a film or you do a film that only filmmakers can understand, there's no how you market it that it will really appeal to a larger audience. So that is the first step, and I think with that you can now start trying to find a way to market it you know, properly, you know, with the resources. I think discussing about money in terms of marketing is just, you know, that one we have to think about those ones, those things by ourselves, where to get money. I think we've found a way to do it by ourselves, just find money everywhere. You know, we do that. But I think one of the fundamental things that we need to do is actually, you know, get our stories right, get our stories straight, and we will then be able to market these films. Because if you are not, if the film is not quote unquote marketed, it won't work. Does anybody else want to add anything? So, Mr. Dion, then go on.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll try to be brief. I wanted to just chime in with regards to the question somebody had asked.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're still in the room, because I was not looking at my phone when...
Yes, she is it actually, but I mean, it will help everybody.
Okay, yeah. So I think the first thing, like if I would, let me say I wanted to come from the angle of like some of the things that I've done in marketing. The first thing is, some of you, like, oh, I put the film on YouTube, but nobody's watching it. The question is, where do you think your audience is, right? That's one thing that most people don't know. You have to use every medium. Back in the day, like when we were young and we were making movies like Checkmate, Isakaba, you know, the back in the day movies, what they did was they would put the movies as adverts in prime time, you know, on NTA, on channels, when channels were starting, so that when their audience, which at the time, like we had a lot of Nigerians watching news. So between the news, you would sort of catch a glimpse of the movie. So now you are aware of the movie. Or you have the movie feature in the entertainment segment of the TV station program. So that's one thing that we have to literally get the content. That's how movies have been done for years. You get the content to where the audience is. Sometimes the other trick we used to do when we were in school and when I was making a short film is, you will put the content, like you go to fellowships, right? Some fellowships are making bulletins. So you beg the fellowship person and say, oh, the movie we've made is somewhat a Christian movie. Could you add this to, like, could you just give a small filler in your bulletin? Yeah, so that's what I noticed is you use every platform. If you have a friend who owns a restaurant, put your short film as a poster on the way to the restaurant, right? So that's one thing that people don't know is that, in fact, I dare say, that you have to spend more money, like spend less on shooting the film, spend more money on marketing. And people have this idea that you need like so much money to say you want to shoot a movie. The Paranormal Activity, the American movie, was they used about $11 million to make the movie. That is a tiny portion of how much we used to make The Wedding Party, which is about $300 million. Yet the return on investment for Paranormal Activity is over 144 billion naira. You get what I'm saying?
I know.
Yeah. So try to cut the budget on the film, especially for short films. I think we can, maybe not for all short films, but there are certain short films that we know we can cut the budget. Like the strength is on our creativity to tell the story that is not going to be seen. Then you now spend more money on marketing. Another thing is try to market yourself. So that's one thing that many directors don't, many movie makers don't do. They are not very out there. Maybe it doesn't work for some people. Maybe some people are introverts. But if you are somebody who can create stories around your own self, use Instagram to build yourself. Let people know who you are as a director. Do movie reviews for other movies. That's what I'm trying to do for my own brand. I think it will help other people. So try to let people know who you are. You know, that's how they... For example, if people like Salem King or Layi Wasabi wants to sell something, he will get to a lot of people. You go on, they have built their audience, their own personal brand for a very long time. Yeah. And they've built it where the audience is. Layi Wasabi is not followed by more than 50 people on YouTube, even though he has over 100,000 followers on Instagram. He's not followed by more than 50 people on YouTube. So he knows where his audience is at. Then he creates content for that particular platform. And of course, short films are different from what he's doing. But if you can create content around yourself, around your image, build something around yourself, make yourself like a project, then use the next few months to let people know who you are as a person. Let people have like a relationship with you as a human being, not as a filmmaker. then you now use that structure you have gathered for yourself to build an audience for your film. Because people are not just going to go out there to say, oh, and like I said earlier, nobody's going to go out there to say, oh, I enjoy movies because it's a short film. No, it's literally because I'm aware of the movie. There are some movies you know you would never have known if you did not have a Netflix, if you did not have Netflix subscription, or if you were not on Instagram. Like, literally, there's no other way we know movies. It's not like we were going on the road and we saw Avengers poster on at the Ikeja Boston. Like, we don't know. We don't read the newspapers. We don't watch TV as much. We are on social media. So if you want to get your content to the people, try to work how to creatively get their attention where they are.
I don't know if
I can talk. Yeah,
okay. I've had a conversation. I like what Don has said so far and give power to. I think the problem with short films, I don't think it's just the story. I think the problem is short films in Nigeria do not really have a market. Like, if you're making short films to make money, I don't think it will work. I'm talking from experience. And this is because people don't see Nigerians hardly watch short films. Like, instead of me to watch short film, I'd rather watch feature length. That's what my friends who are not filmmakers will tell you. So now imagine me, now maybe I have a millionaire auntie to make a film. I'll now say auntie is short to make short film. It won't work because I'll be scared. I'll be like, this won't even get market. So why waste that amount of resources? I would always advise, if you want to make short film, make short films because you want to put short films out in film festivals. Make short films because you want to grow your portfolio, kind of. Maybe you want to grow your YouTube page and all of that. And return on investment, I don't know how that works. But what I would always advise is that if you make your film, like, give me a point of sight. He said you should know your audience, which is very important. Like, a couple of times I've put out my films. What I do is, I have a very strong base on Facebook. So I talk about the film on Facebook and I get traction on YouTube. And that has really helped. Yeah, again, I'm going to randomly talk about the things you've been talking about. Then taking our short film on a global scale. I think if I will use this guy as an example, Lukman Ali, the Ugandan filmmaker.
Yeah.
He won an award last year with his film, 16 Rounds. Now, one thing he did is that he has a style. Like, his films has a style. He has this action moves. Or most of his films are action, rather. Let me put it that way. Most of his films are action. So he's creating a niche. Now, people are getting to know him with that. So already he's creating an audience for himself. So I think if we want to grow as if we want our short films to make waves globally, I think we should have a style. Maybe let's tell our own stories. Let's say something new, say something that others are not saying. There are a lot of things we can talk about. I'm a Gbaji person. We have a lot of cultural beliefs and all that. In my films, I'm planning to, I've started doing all these things. And I think with that, you'll be able to get attention globally because the world is in need of something new. We shouldn't just follow the trend. Like, I think, was it Down that said it? Like, there's a trend in Nigerian film industry. When it was wedding party trend, everybody wanted to make film like that. Now that is brotherhood kind of film. Everyone wants to make film like that. I don't think it will actually work. Another example of guys that have been successful with short films, the Indani TV guys, I think we can learn one or two things from them. They've been successful in that regard. Thank you.
I was saying that, I agree to an extent, but before you left and came back, I said that I think in terms of making short films to the point where, we make money from it, I think that's a process that might take more time.
but also in terms of actually saying, oh, people want to watch their feature length, they don't want what a short films, a short film. I think it just boils down to one, storytelling, and also packaging. If you can package it in such a way that these people understand the value of what they're getting, the audience, sometimes there's something that I don't know where I heard it, but that's where I heard. You know, sometimes the audience don't even know what they want, but the ones that give them what they want and they find out, oh, I like it, you know. So we need to find a way to package each in such a way that people no longer see short films as a niche kind of thing where it's only for filmmakers or it's only for film festivals. Because if people can sit down and watch skits from morning to night, or people can sit down and watch feature length films, which is longer, you know, and I'm referring back to the skits thing, which is also short, they are short videos. You know, what's your excuse about the short film? Is it because it's short? That's not an excuse. You watch short videos. So what is the excuse that you're trying to give? It means that it's not about it being short. It means that the audience has been able to connect with the audience. We are still making short films for film festivals. I think what we need to do is start making short films for the audience. And that is not to say we lose, you know, the art of it, but, you know, find a way to actually make those short films connect with the audience. But I think we are not doing that yet. And I think that's the reason why people, you know, repel it in a way. Okay, so JB was something. All right, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just want to add to what you said, that I totally agree with you that sometimes you give audience what they want. Like sometimes you don't know what they want until you tell them what they want. I think that works in advertisement too. We do that, commercials and all that. You tell them what they want. These guys have been, I'll still give an example with them. These guys have been able to do it, the Indani TV guys. I think one thing that works for them is consistency. They said they kept putting out a particular style of film, like stories. They kept doing it, and with time, they grew very, very big. So I think short films, again, the way we can grow is if we're consistent enough. It's not just you make this one, then you go on holiday, and you don't do anything again. Try and be consistent, then try to have a style too. Have a style of storytelling. It doesn't mean you have to be boxed in it. You have to be kept in a particular box, but just have a style that with time people will connect with that style. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes, go on.
Yeah. I've been listening to what everybody has said, and to be honest, I've been taking notes and actually trying to understand why you know, we're having issues with short film. And I don't know. I guess my conclusion was that time is involved. I think human nature, I'll start from the beginning of when we started cinema and film. You know, those days, only people that went to the cinemas were the rich people when, you know, film really started. And, you know, it was something they did with their family, friends. And because nobody wants to travel from, you know, maybe a 45-minute drive and get somewhere and watch a 2-minute film, it's frustrating because you're like, okay, I've gone through all this stress and I've come to just see 2 minutes and we're done. So I feel, going back to the word time, you know, when it comes to relationships, let's think of it that way. When you want to go to the cinema, most of the time I want to go and toast a girl, or a girl wants to hang out with us. We want to spend time with somebody we love. We want to go somewhere where we can watch something that will hold us together for a long time, and that's what feature films do sometimes. I'm not really interested in the film, but I want to just hang out with somebody. I want to spend time with somebody. So feature films have that. I'm just coming from a very shallow level, not only from a filmmaker's side, but it has that effect on people. Families, when they want to sit down together, you know, they want to watch something for a while. They don't want to watch something that, oh, we're done, okay, everybody go to bed. It has that effect, and I think that is what's affecting filmmakers. And if you look at advertising now, you don't want to advertise for 2 hours. Everything has to do with time. I think these different categories of production, feature, short, they have their effect and they have their market. They have people that they need to go to. And, you know, when we see something good, we want more. If I, like now, right now, I'm actually wasting time where I am. I'm in an office in, on the island. And because I know there's traffic, I started watching a Netflix movie. So I looked at the time. I said, okay, 1 hour, 2 hours. I mean, 2 hours max. And by the time 2 hours is done, the traffic will be over. So I'm buying time again by watching a feature film. There are short films that they put together. If you see on Netflix, there's this short film, Love, Death, and Robots, where they have series, different episodes or short films put together. You could also call that a feature film. So I think this is the problem we're having with short films. We want more by nature, human beings. When we see a film or something good, you know, when you're into a short film and it's getting to a point where, I like what's happening and it ends, it could pain you at some point that, oh my God, why did this thing end this way? I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I've been thinking about it, that what can be done? Because a lot of us, I tell people, I don't have to write a feature film before I know I've written a story. Sometimes if the story I'm writing does not need to go that long, so why do I want to force it? Because these days in our Nigerian feature films, you see that there's a scene that they've already said they don't want to see, but they keep repeating what they are saying so that it will be long enough to enter a feature film. And that's why it becomes very boring and foolish. So the thing is, I still don't have an answer to it. Right now, that's why I'm keeping quiet. That maybe somebody can just give me an answer as to why. I saw on Netflix one day, I think there was a film done by Apple. Okay, maybe it was on Apple, I don't know. But it was a short film. I was like, sure. So we have short films that stand alone on platforms like Netflix. I didn't even know. I was like, you have to do a feature, you have to do a feature. So I think because of the effect that long feature films have on people, where they can share time with the family, with their loved ones, they can discuss longer, short films cannot do that. Yes, in Danny TV, like somebody mentioned, but it was comedy. I mean, you can make me laugh for 5 minutes and I'm okay. You can make me laugh for 10 minutes and I'm okay. I don't need to do more, but I know they started with comedy, basically. The Frank Dunga and the likes. But I don't know. If anybody has a better reason as to why, because I've been cracking my brain. I love writing stories, and if they don't need to be long, I do them. If they need to be long, then I write them. But how do we start making money from these so-called short films? What kind of platforms can we on our own do that people will be forced to say, okay, I want to come and watch this short film for 10 minutes and not be as sad that they entered Lagos traffic for 5 hours and got to cinema and left after 10 minutes of the film? That's just my take. I know I've not made too much sense, but somebody should help me out.
You don't make plenty sense. So personally, I think the journey is long, right? And it's not a one-day journey. It's going to be somebody just has to start it. And that is one thing I've observed in this part of the world, basically, where no one wants to take the risk to start something. But once somebody starts it and they get a positive effect from that, then everybody would definitely dive into it. Now, you mentioned that you saw a film on Netflix. There are different short films that stand alone on Netflix. And you'll be wondering, but how come? Like, why? Like, the question mark would just be, they even the Love, Death, and Robots thing, then the Black Mirror thing, also on Netflix, then the recent one with the 6 shots that they did, the African Folktale scene. So, definitely, personally, I believe these people are interested in short films. But guess what? Nobody would want to just delve into that. The reason being that the business of filmmaking itself started with feature films. So it has already gained its ground. So it will be very difficult for anybody to want to say they want to do that again also for short film. And they know, these people know that again should I use the word time span, a bit duration, or the attention span of people is reducing drastically. Personally, on a very personal note, I find it difficult right now watching a long film, like just like you said now, unless maybe I'm waiting, even if I'm waiting, like I'm doing different things at the same time. So I want something I can consume immediately that is not too long, and maybe possibly not too short too, but would definitely get satisfaction from. See, the thing is, you just have to create value for something. And I believe that there's nobody that will see something that is good and turn his back or her back on him. I don't know if I make any sense of that. Like, irrespective of where you are from or where we are from or what we do, once you see something good, it's like tasting a food. You are not, the food does not, is not culturally inclined with your own food, kind of, but you taste it, you like it. Ah, like you don't even know how they made that food, but it is sweet in your mouth. You want to eat more. That is the same thing for film. And that is why film today is globally acceptable. And you see some of our movies doing very well outside. It's because the style or pattern of the filmmaker used in telling that story is quite unique. For instance, you see the likes of, what is this Asian film that got Oscar? What is this? Don, what is the name of that film again? This, is it Japanese film? What is the name of that film? Yeah?
Is it Parasite?
Yeah, you see Parasite. Just a simple story. There was no plenty special effect. Okay, there's a flawed aspect. But it's just a simple family story. But you see it out there, and you begin to wonder, what are we not getting right? The thing is, people want to, me, on a personal note, anybody feel the agamo, but I believe that people want to get value for what they are paying for. And by the time we start giving that value, people would appreciate and want to pay for these shots. And again, you just have to create it, and somebody just have to put in the risk. These people that are doing having this short film on their platform, if they do not have any interest in short film, they will not have it on their platform. If Oscar, as big as Oscar is, can have room for taking short film, then why not? This thing, the market is there. It's just about this platform taking the risk to invest in this market. Like, they do not want to invest because they are not seeing it as a potential market. But guess what? If you, as a filmmaker, you begin and they know you for, okay, this is what this person does is short. They can even call you on the side and contract, okay, make a series of shorts for us. Let us put on our platform. That is one thing, because you have your style. One of the challenges we have here is that everybody wants to do what everybody is doing. And I will not blame anybody, because everybody wants to make money. But nobody wants to stand out. That is why I really give it for the people of for the likes of Kole Afolayan, Izojuku, Chris Odi too, that are doing their own style of film. Like, you know them for these, even what is it? Shouts of Playhouse, I don't know what is his name. They do the kind of films that they want to make. Like, so they are not being put under the pressure of, oh, okay, it's comedy that the cinema, everybody wants to do, let us do comedy. Oh, is this thing, let us do this thing. If somebody begins to do Dead now, a tragic play, and it goes boom in the cinema, believe me, you, every other filmmaker wants to do a tragic play, because that is what is making the wave now in the cinema. That is Nigeria for you. So I think, personally, as filmmakers, we just have to look for ourselves, like what we know that we can do sustainably, carve that niche for ourselves. And yes, like platforms like these, festivals and the likes of it, connect and let these people know you for this style of film that you do. And that does not mean that you would, that if you have the opportunity to do other kinds of film, you will not do. For instance, maybe somebody brings a feature film to you, for you to direct, or wants you to be part of a project. You need to make the money because you need to pay bills. But when it comes to making your own film, let them know that this is. For instance, you can easily associate Epic with Kole Afolayan right now. Epic and historical films, because that is what is really big on right now. You can easily associate that with him. Can you easily associate classicals with Chris Odi and Ramsey Noah? You can easily associate historical movies also to Izojuku. Then Moabudu, for instance, you can associate flamboyance, all the plenty, beauty and flamboyance. Like, so each and every one of these filmmakers have their own niche. But the moment you begin to move, test, you're not here, you're just moving, jumping around and trying to make money, basically. Our film, it is part of the reason why our film cannot even stand the test of international standards. And I believe as filmmakers with short films, we can penetrate this thing. So the thing is daring and taking a risk. And I think that is part of what Film Joint is trying to do, taking a risk. And that is why sometimes even when people question, why do we put Nigeria African film with Western and European film in the same category? It is deliberate, because it is part of the standards that we are trying to fight. So if we can even push the narrative, and because I was talking to Don the other day and I was like, okay, there is all these short film on Netflix now. They are mostly, apart from this African folklore that just recently put on their platform, the rest are just Western and European films. And it would be difficult for them to take any African film, because they believe it will not be up to that standard. Because even our own feature film, they still have issues with it, but come on, they have to make money and they need the money. So they will collect whatever they will bring just because of the market and the traction for them and all that. But if we use short film to change the narrative, guess what? They would come for us. Like, they would come for people that make short film, and they would, how much? They have the money. So I think everything just lies in our hand, basically. And we just have to start from somewhere. And also, it's just about taking a risk. Oh, and I don't know if I'm able to...
Yeah. Written.
Already exhausted our time. And thank you for doing this with us and starting this journey with us. See you at the top.